This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All of our guests still have not made it onto, I keep saying Rodeo. You know how I always make fun of Rodeo Drive? It's Radio Row, not Rodeo. Yeah, Rodeo Row. Are you excited?
Am I what?
That's a question for you. Are you excited about the game on Sunday?
Not really. I mean, I think I would be excited if I was where you are and all the star-studded events and all the food and the celebrity sightings and the concerts. I think that would be awesome, but I don't care about the game. It's just another game on TV.
You know, and I agree with you. You know, and I've yet to, and I keep running it down to bring it up to you. I'm so disappointed in the press conference that was canceled for the halftime show.
I told you on Wednesday's show that Maroon 5 wasn't going to appear or be accessible for that interview.
You did say that.
And I broke it live.
I think you broke it before it even happened.
Oh, thanks. Well, I saw it on the news, so somebody found out before I did, obviously.
Okay. All right. So I stand corrected. I was trying to give you a little attaboy. I was trying to get that Coco thing taken off.
But as long as I knew about it before you did, I win.
What was the deal with that? True. What was the deal with that?
It was they didn't want to answer questions about the halftime show,
about the Kaepernick controversy.
The Travis Scott thing, and you know how he's being ripped for doing it, and then he's the one that supposedly made the demand that Maroon 5 donate $500,000, and it's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's gotten out of hand.
Let's see. The NFL fines players for not talking to the media. They should fine a Maroon 5.
Dropped off.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we should keep politics out of football. I mean, just let them play the game. You know, it's the politics side is what really sucks about bringing it down.
Did that come through or not?
Here's the thing. No, it didn't.
Oh, yeah, okay, it paused for a second. I said that the NFL fines players for not talking to the media. They should fine Maroon 5.
That wasn't their choice.
Right, but it's the NFL that canceled the press conference.
Correct.
What the NFL should have done is they should have then still had it and had Maroon 5 and whoever not show up. And then that's all on Maroon 5. But with the NFL canceling it, it's like they okayed it.
Have you seen Kaepernick there? Is he there?
No. No. I have not seen him. I don't.
Is he outside protesting? Is he outside with a sign like a...
No. What, a sign that says, we'll work for food?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm sure he's working out somewhere trying to get back in the NFL.
Is he? Is he really a
no? He got his shoe deal. He's moving on.
Of course, yeah. He's good. He does no more. He doesn't have to be a gladiator anymore. He doesn't have to be two-a-day practices anymore. He's good.
Yeah, but he's turned down jobs. You know, people have reached out, but you can't be a martyr and then go get the job as well.
We can put him on the St. Pete Stampede. We'll call our boy Wesley. Put him on there. He can quarterback that team.
Sure. Okay, whatever.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I'll give it a guy the benefit of the doubt. But no, I'm not excited about the game on Sunday. You know, it's a busy day for pizza, obviously, so it's good for my industry. But, yeah, I mean, I think I'm more worried about Monday. Monday is when everybody kind of falls off their New Year's resolution diet. You know, they binge eat all this food on Sunday that they've deprived themselves of. And then Monday they give up and, you know, quit their workout, quit their discipline. And so I'm more worried about like helping people through that transition than I am about the football game.
Yeah. Well, I've always said it's this stuff that I enjoy. You know, it's Radio Row that I enjoy. There's Diamond Dallas Page. We're going to have Diamond Dallas Page and Deontay Wilder at the same time.
What? That's awesome.
We're going to run out of time. I'm so tempted to just drop the headset, go do my thing, and get both of these guys together.
Go get them. Going to
turn the other way. Oh, here he comes now. We'll see.
This is awesome.
It's fun, you know, but again, being here alone, it's hard to go grab people. It's hard to, you know,
Like I said, there's 7,000 media credentials given out for the Super Bowl. You sure you couldn't have squeezed me in?
Yeah, they probably could have made 7,001.
Yeah, or just take somebody out. You know, just all I need is a credential. Get one from that little 12-year-old kid running around chasing Jerry Rice. Like, I'll take his credential.
Well, get up here. If you can get up here by 2 hours ago.
Oh,
you know,
man.
we'll get you in the door. If you can get here 2 hours ago, I'll take care of that.
If it was on the West Coast, I probably could. I could jump on a plane and arrive ahead of time.
That's definitely true. So what's going on in the Tampa Bay area? What am I missing? What's the weather like?
It's a little overcast, mid-50s probably. Yeah, nothing. There's nothing going on. Nothing. My Monster Jam tomorrow night, which is exciting.
You got tickets?
I never have tickets, but I know people.
You're just walking through. I got you.
I just show up. Usually I show up and they just like open the door and I walk in.
I got to be honest, you know, even though it was all set up, I walk into the back to go see my buddy Russell Peters and you're already in there.
I was already, and they're like, you can't come in here. I'm like, I'm the pizza man. And they're like, come with me. So but they told me that. They said I didn't have access, that I wasn't allowed in there, and you saw what happened.
No, I definitely did see that. So, yeah, I'm like, this is crazy because I'm looking to my left, it's Paige. I'm looking to my right, it's Deontay. I don't know what, should I put them both on at the same time?
Do it. Put them on.
Paige is doing an interview by cell phone. Deontay's doing an interview somehow. And that's the problem here. There's so many radio stations and networks. So even though they have a schedule, you know, the next table over goes and grabs them.
Sure.
So. It's just a major, major issue. So, yeah, maybe next year we'll finagle and get you something.
Oh, yeah. Where's the Super Bowl next year?
I'll have you fight. I don't know. I don't know. Miami?
Oh, maybe. Ed, is that right?
Miami, California? Then Tampa.
What?
Miami and then Miami, Tampa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to the Tampa one for sure.
Well, don't ever say definite.
What do you mean?
Don't. There's no such thing as definite.
Well, unless I die. But I plan on being there.
Well, that's true. You'll figure out a way to get into something. You know that there was a guy that used to sneak into all of these events?
Yeah.
He would sneak into the Super Bowl. He walked in as a vendor, as like a soda vendor. And they start like, you don't go, hey, go here, go there. So he would go and do this at all these different events. I mean, it's really pretty funny.
I'm going to be that guy. When he retires, I'm taking his position.
When I was in the Navy, I was stationed in Virginia, and the Eagles were in concert. And I went down to the concert, and I walked in, and they said, oh, are you the cameraman? I said, yeah, I'm the cameraman. What do you need? All right, I need you to go and work the light up. I go, okay, sure, no problem. And that's how I got in.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you walk in with confidence and you feel like, and you act like you belong, then people don't mess with you, you know? It's like, it's all about how the swagger, you know?
It definitely, now they're taking a little, you're supposed to be coming this way. See, that's the problem.
They're going the wrong way. Throw something. Throw a right hand. Throw something. Good as
yeah, that's what.
don't throw right hand at Wilder. You'll need Diamond Dallas Page to like pick you up with his yoga move. No, don't do it.
Well, and I need to get Page on just so that he can do yoga with Cam Lynch.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks. All right, so why don't we do this? Why don't we hit this break? I'm gonna go. Well, here comes another legend, number 22. With the Dallas guy. I did an event with Emmett back in Orlando when he did a signing for the Marty Lyons Foundation. And what a really good dude. It was really pretty cool. But let's go hit this break. I'm going to go stick my face in front of DDP. I'm going to make sure that we get him when we come out of the break. So coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 53. This is Knockout Radio.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash out from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge roads are comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. Givingback.org.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Gravedigger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, that.
Radio Row here, Super Bowl 53, the Pats, the Rams. It's going down on Sunday. Let me tell you what's going down over the next 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I just got Diamond Dallas Page. He'll be back in about 15 minutes. He's doing his next to last interview, then he's going to come talk to us. Deontay Wilder is going to hit us at towards the top of the hour. We're going to end the show with Deontay. But with us now, he was on the show on Wednesday. Now in person, Mark Pollock. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
What are you feeling as you're, 24, 32 hours away from the start of the biggest charity event, the biggest event in town?
In one word? Stress.
Okay. Yeah.
And excitement. We're very, very excited. It's going to be a tremendous night. We have unbelievable people coming, and they're all coming for a great cause. We're benefiting about 30 charities, local and national, and this is an event you can really feel good about.
We're going to talk about the event. It's the 10th annual Big Game, Big Give, but like we did on Wednesday, first talk about the foundation, the Giving Back Fund.
So the Giving Back Fund is an organization I founded 22 years ago in Boston to help athletes and entertainers do philanthropy right. And I saw a lot of guys trying to do charity, and they were doing it wrong, and I wanted to do something to help them so that if they want to do good, they do it right. So I created this organization, and we're now 300 foundations in. We're the partner of the NFLPA. We help all the players who want to do philanthropy and help guide them to what they should do.
I always tell people that we never talked before, so I never pre-ask. You don't know what I'm asking. But as I'm listening to what you're saying, what you're doing among many things, is making sure the money that's supposed to go somewhere goes where it's supposed to go.
Exactly. And not to overhead. What we if you're going to do good in the world, do good.
Right.
And if you're not, don't. It's voluntary, but do it right.
And it's not funny, but it's funny that that's what we're talking about, because I'm heavily involved in charity. I do a lot of charity work. I'm involved with a Make-A-Wish event with Kevin Carter and Rascal Flatts in Nashville every year. And my thing is, everybody needs to be donating, per se, volunteering, because how can I go and ask my friends, like Kevin Carter, like Diamond Dallas Page, Deontay Wilder, to come in and donate time if other people are not doing that, and money is going to overhead in business and not to the charity?
Exactly. Nothing bothers me more, because when you accept money from the public, you do it with a certain trust and absolute fidelity that you're going to do something important with that money, and the public is trusting you. And so I think that there's a bond between the public and charities, that when they give you a dollar, they expect it to be spent on whatever your mission is.
Exactly. Talk about the event tomorrow night. I can't wait. I'm very honored to. I was honored to go before I just saw the ad. Now I saw the ad, and I didn't even realize some of these
people
are there.
It's a big deal event.
And a big DJ. But
so it's 500 people in a private home, about 100 celebrities, 400 high net worth people. And me, I'm not high net worth, but I get to go too. And it's all for a fantastic cause. So when the Black Eyed Peas play Let's Get It Started, there's no better anthem to get a party started.
Right.
And Jamie Foxx and Ludacris, who's Atlanta royalty, we'll be hosting, and we have unbelievable live auction items. Aston Martin gave us an Aston Martin Vantage to auction off. We have a 16-carat diamond necklace. We have a safari to South Africa, a 7-star safari to South Africa, and a whole slew of other things. So you have an opportunity to have an incredible night. Everybody gets to meet everybody else. You're sitting on someone's living room couch talking to Aaron Rodgers instead of being in a VIP section.
Our seats to see the Black Eyed Peas will be the 900 level, but that's not the case.
Be right in front. It's an intimate concert for 200 couples. What could be better? And you get to sit and talk to Will.i.am before he goes on stage.
How cool is that, just as a person, that some of these people, some very big name people, Shaq, the Black Eyed Peas, we're all the same. We're all trying to do good, and it's events like this that show that.
And we're the only party at the Super Bowl that doesn't pay celebrities. We have never in 10 years paid a celebrity to host or perform. Instead, we make a donation to the charity of their choice.
See, that's awesome.
The American Cancer Society is one of them. That's who the Black Eyed Peas chose. So we're thrilled to partner with these charities and have a great time at Super Bowl and be at a party where you can hear somebody.
I would assume that it's not necessarily you reaching out to these celebrities, but they may be reaching out to you to get involved.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
And that's how awesome this is.
Yeah.
So who are some people that have reached out and say, hey, I really want to get involved? And how does that whole thing happen? Again, I know a lot of people that would love to get involved with you.
We have a list of over 100 players and celebrities who have asked to attend. We have to sort of close it off so that we could have other people there.
Sure.
But we get a slew of players and a slew of celebrities who want to be at this party because it's an exciting party and because it's for a good cause.
All right, so the event's tomorrow night. A, are there tickets available? And B,
few tickets available. And if your listeners go to givingback.org, they'll be able to attend.
Can they get involved, our national audience that may not be here in Atlanta? How can they get involved? Can they make a donation? Can they send a check?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And at that same website, and we would be so grateful for it. And I want your listeners to know that we're a charity, and you could look it up online, where 90% of all money that comes in to any of our charities goes to the charitable mission, and less than 10% goes to overhead.
And for those people that don't understand, that is huge. It's huge. I used to be involved with the Marty Lyons Foundation. It was the same thing. And like I said, I can justify going to the people I know and not asking, telling, hey, you're going to get involved in this, knowing that everybody is getting involved in it for the right reason.
Exactly.
And that's how important it is. How soon, or have you already started working on next year?
Already started. And I think we have the house as well. 8 years ago in Miami, we had our event at Michael Bay's estate, the fantastic producer of Transformers. It was named the number one event at Super Bowl by ESPN the magazine. And Michael Bay has renovated that house, and I think he's going to allow us to use it again. We already have our celebrity host, Todd English, the celebrity chef in Boston, has agreed to provide the food. So we're getting ready for Miami as well. And then Tampa,
our hometown.
Where it started.
Hopefully.
10 years ago it started.
Is that
in
where
Tampa.
It started?
Yeah. Ashton and Demi, who were then a couple, hosted it in Tampa.
Right. Well, and anything you need in Tampa, we want to be involved. We want to be
And I'm
official.
Coming to you.
Oh, awesome. I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, Diamond Dallas Page and Deontay Wilder. Coming to you live from the Super Bowl Radio Row, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org, givingback.org.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
I don't know what that was. It was like a speed-up motion right there. Coming to you live from Super Bowl Radio Row. This is... If it goes as planned, this could get really crazy, because Diamond Dallas Page is scheduled to be here in about 8 minutes or so, and Deontay Wilder is scheduled to be here in 3 minutes or so.
Oh boy!
Yeah. So, in the words of the Black Eyed Peas, it's going down.
If anybody can pull it off, it's you, though.
That should be interesting. I'll let the two of them interview each other. I'll just sit back and watch the show.
Let them battle it out. Who wins, a boxer or a wrestler?
You know, the thing is, I think a lot of fans, because it is scripted, because... No, I'm good. Oh, for them? Yeah. If you have it. If don't go out of your way. You know, a lot of fans don't give credit to professional wrestlers, you know, because it's scripted, you know, because whatever. But don't kid yourself. These guys are athletes.
100%.
Okay, good talking to you.
100%. They're incredible athletes. To have that kind of
figures
size.
Now we're starting to have internet issues. We're starting to have internet issues because more shows are starting to get online.
Well, you can tell. Yeah, there's definitely a little hiccup in the feed.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're good.
Okay. Well, it was like you disappeared. I didn't know if the internet dropped. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've got my first question for Deontay, and I'm going to wait and watch his eyes And it'll be funny because it's not what he thinks I'm going to ask.
I think I know what it is.
I bet you don't.
What do you think it is? You're probably going to ask him if it's an Auburn or Alabama fan.
I'm not, because I already know. You know, that would be a question that I already know the answer to, because we know that it's Alabama. But right. But it will be Alabama related.
Okay. All right.
It definitely will be Alabama related, but it won't be Alabama or Auburn, because we already know the answer to that. Are you going to stick with Tony Romo? Tony Romo said 28-24.
Oh, did he? 28-24? No, I'm going to.
What happens if that is it? What happens if it is 28-24?
Then the league is fixed. Then that's coming down from the corporate office.
You still there? Did you disappear on me?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Matt.
No, I'm here. Yo, Randy. I'm here.
Are you going to stick with 28-24?
No, I'm going 33-27.
All right, so it's still close. You're going New England 33-27.
But if it is 28-24, this game is fixed. It's rigged.
Yes, no.
Are you talking to me? And this is the problem with doing live radio, folks. You just never know what kind of connection you're going to have on location. Randy is live at Radio Row in Atlanta, covering 53.
Ed, you're sounding. It might be your connection, Matt, because I'm being told that you can hear me okay.
You're cutting in and out on me.
Yeah, we can hear you, Randy. Go ahead.
All right, that's all that matters, is that I can be heard. We can do without Matt and his flipless stuff.
It's your show. You're the important.
No, it's ours. it's ours. I'm going to give you a little bit of credit. It's ours, not much.
It won't be ours until my name is on the show.
Okay, answer me this. The guys that are on Radio Row. Answer me this. The guys that are walking by Radio Row, like players or ex-players and stuff like that. What percentage of guys are walking around, say, in something that you would notice who they are, like a jersey or something like that? And then there's guys that are incognito.
Yeah, no, most of the players are incognito.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, and incognito meaning they're just not wearing their own. They're not wearing their Michael Pittman jersey when Pitt would come play softball with us. You know, so, if you know them, you know them. Because there's been a lot of guys walk by, and I hear people run up to somebody and say, "Who is that?" Or, right. You know, "Who is that?" Or whatever. So, but no, you don't see that, you know, much. But I'm getting pretty excited right now, because your heavyweight champion of the world is about ready to sit down. Yeah, that's fine. And this will be definitely cool. And yes, he is an Alabama, not an Auburn. So this will definitely be cool. The Bronze Bomber about to sit down. How are you, sir? Thank you. Let's welcome to the program, as we broadcast live from, okay, that's fine, from Radio Row here at the Super Bowl. We have our American champion, Deontay. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
It is an honor to have you here. I need to ask you this question first and foremost, and then you'll see how this interview is going to go.
Okay.
How long has it taken you to get over? I know what you're thinking, but I'm not. Well, the Alabama loss.
Oh, you know, well, not as much as took in those guys that played to get over it, you know. For me, you know, I understand the cycle of life, you know. It's like I tell my brother, you know, my brother just lost his first fight, you know. And I was like, you know, it's like life. You gotta get over it. You gotta pick yourself up and move on with life. And most things in life is all about how you get up. See, when people are doing good, winning all the time, you know. You know, it's good. That's the good life.
Right.
You know, you can't see no wrong in that. You can only see fun. You can only see success. You know, you're having fun. But when you fall, that's when everything hits you then.
That's the Rocky Balboa line.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. So it's all about how you get back up. And that's what I look at it.
Right.
It's just like if I ever would lose, you know, I'm a, I'm a, I'm a, I'm gonna have to deal with it regardless. Ain't no sense of being mad, really crying. I know that's, you know, you being human and that's gonna come out, but you should only dwell on that for so long, because you can harm yourself by being depressed. You can get stressed, and then you start thinking about suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So instead, before we get to that point, just understand this is life, and this is, I'm gonna show them what I'm gonna do.
And it's the cycle of life.
There you go.
You know, it's definitely the cycle. Now, yes, I was told, my brother played at Alabama. He played baseball, you know, so he is a big Bama guy, that you went and talked to the team.
Yes.
You know, how did that go, and how did the relationship with Nick Saban?
Oh, it went very well. You know, I'm always talking to the team. I talked to them back in, I think it was 2009, I want to say, way back. So, you know, my grandmother was a big baseball fan as well. Well, she was the Braves baseball fan, so she was very big in the baseball. But I would talk to many of the teams, baseball, basketball, gymnast, you know. So I'm big in supporter of the teams back at home, because I'm home.
Sure.
I'm from there, born and raised. So it's always a great experience just to go and just give my little 2 cents of knowledge, you know, and hopefully they take it and apply it to their life. But we know that the only way to become wise is to obtain knowledge, but to apply it to your life, and that's how you become wise. So, you know, hopefully I gave them something that can take
that they can take from it. Yes, we are talking to the champ, Deontay Wilder. As a veteran, everything is us against them, you know, the USA versus, you know, the rest of the world.
Yeah.
How important is it, you know, to have an American heavyweight champ? You know, and I think, you know, media-wise and growing up-wise, fan-wise, it's if it's not an American champ, it's like a lot of people don't care.
Most definitely. The saying is, where goes the heavyweight division, so does boxing. And that some goes in the line of having a heavy American champion. You know, it's always been... success will always been lit when you had an American champion. It's something about having an American champion, you know, the world loves. And I'm the guy that when people come out to see fights, they want to come and see knockout. They don't really want to come and see a 12-round fight, just skill and banging out, because most of the time you already have other things planned for the night.
Right. You know, you want to get in and get out.
There you go.
Right.
So with the heavyweight division, that's why it's the most dangerous division in boxing, because it's all based about power. You know, when you get a heavyweight now, you most likely you're going to see someone get knocked out. And that's where I come in play.
Where is the status of boxing? Up front and foremost, I'm an MMA fan, and we're going to get to that little thing in a second.
Yeah.
You know, boxing has been up and then it's been down, and I think with you and with that fight that just happened, I think boxing is getting better, getting healthier.
Oh, most definitely. You know, boxing would never die. No matter what comes in, it'll never. It's one of the oldest sports around, and it's still making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So it'll never die down. But you know, once we lost, we're talking about American heavyweights. Once there was no more American heavyweights in America, you know. The last one to really hold it up was Lennox Lewis. He was, you know, he really went from America, you know, but right. America known him because he would fight, so do
right.
fights and stuff here. And once that died down, you know, back in 2004, man, the division fell out, you know, and it was a point in time. I remember it was a point in time. No one knew who the heavyweight champion of the world were.
I'm in the media and I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't Google it and stuff, it is crazy. What was your thought of that Conor McGregor, Mayweather? You know, being an MMA guy, it just was crazy. And I don't know if you know this guy that just walked in, a legend, a Diamond Dallas Page, Deontay Wilder.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
What was that whole shenanigans like? Was it disrespectful to boxing?
I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? I didn't look at it as disrespectful for boxing. Nor did I look at it with disrespectful to MMA. I was just looking at it as, you know, two guys in there making money, supporting their family. Because at the end of the day, if the fans support it, if they spend their hard-earned money to see it, then what wrong is being done?
Sure,
You know, someone has interest in it, and they made a hell of a lot of money from it. So, you know, when I look at it, I'm always optimistic about any situation. I'm always happy for people. They're making money, they're supporting their family, and they're doing what they want to do in life. I'm happy. I'm the type of person that even if you're doing better than me, I can be happy for you. I just want you to be happy for me when I get to that point.
I never say anything I don't believe. and I never blow smoke. Mm. I just want to tell you that. We've just met. But where I thought boxing was after I met you yesterday and I've talked to you today, I do feel better about boxing. Mm. You know, because there's a lot of bad reputation and a lot of bad stuff out. And I called the radio station. I go, you can't believe how good of a dude you are.
Yeah.
You know, but that you don't get that from boxing. Exactly. You get that image of, you know, the bad guy, the brawls at weigh-ins and stuff like that. How important is that for you to show that message that there is good in boxing?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, that's one of the reasons why me and my fiance did a reality show. We was on WAGS of Atlanta. And just to get people to get the perception of me and not just only in the ring, but who I really am, because that's all they get is in the ring. They get YouTube things. I'm always in the bronze mama mode. You know, I'm always been aggressive, showing aggression and speaking. I always speak my piece no matter what. And, you know, they just only get that perspective of me in the ring. But there's also another side of me outside of that, that's Deontay, you know, that's laid back. That's cool, calm, collected. I'm a homebody. I'm full with great energy. I surround myself by positive energy. No one in my circle can bring no negative energy around me. I won't allow it.
Right.
I flesh it. I can't stand it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like drama. I don't like none of this. I'm very peaceful. And it's crazy because I'm the opposite of what
right.
I do.
Right. Right. And the reputation of the sport.
Yeah.
You know, the different sports have those reputations.
Yes,
and that's why I've kind of mingled over to MMA and away from boxing because of the reputation. But you might be bringing me back a little bit.
Yeah, man, I'm a great guy. You know, I'm just dangerous in the ring.
And that's where you need to be dangerous.
That's where I need to be at.
All right. I normally don't touch on what you do. I want people to get to know you a little bit. But after what happened in the last fight, rematch, I know there's a little talk about it. Mm-hmm. Not only am I interested, I'll be there after meeting you. Where are we in that? And, you know, what can you tell us?
We're looking out. We're looking like late April, mid-May, somewhere up in there. And looking like it could be Vegas or the Barclays Center in New York. You know, that's looking very strong. You know, like I said, I had to give him a rematch, you know, whether he wanted it or not. I had to put it out there, let him know.
Let him take it or turn it down.
There you go.
Right.
No, yo, this is up on the table. You take it or leave it. You know, I want to give it to you. It don't sit easy with me being a draw. I'd rather lose than have a draw. I'd rather win than have a draw, you
sure.
know. So I want to run it back. Let's do it again. And, you know, he accepts, so it's going
to
be great.
I would love to get you on the program again. I'm getting the wrap up, and because you guys were nice enough to stop by, I'm going to end it and, you know, do what they're asking me to. Sir, thank you very much. That was outstanding.
So much.
I will be at the fight, I promise.
Thank you so much.
Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, another legend, Diamond Dallas Page, stopping by.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. givingback.org.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Gravedigger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tommy, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row. Super Bowl 5-3 right around the corner, what, we're 48 hours away. The big charity event we're going to tomorrow night with Shaq Daddy as the DJ. How cool is that going to be there, Matthew?
That's awesome. Shaq's awesome, dude. I can't wait.
I'll tell you, I am going to Deontay Wilder's next fight.
I'll go with you. Let's go.
He has converted me. I mean, I'm going to follow the sport. I'm going to talk about him. We're going to get him on a regular basis. Now he's having a nice conversation with the legend himself, Diamond Dallas Page. We will have him on momentarily. And then that's how we're going to end this program. And we'll rerun, we'll splice it up, and we'll rerun that on Knockout Radio next Wednesday as well.
I'll even drive if you can win that Austin Martin tomorrow night at the charity event. I'll drive to the Wilder next fight.
Yeah, all the way to California.
I don't care. I'll drive anywhere in that Austin Martin. Just make sure you win.
All right, we'll put your bid in for it, and then we'll take care
of it. What's the starting bid?
$2,600,000.
Will they take an IOU?
Got a cool photo of Paige and Deontay as well. Then I've already got a gig for DDP as well. You know, doing some DDP yoga with Cameron Lynch.
Yeah, he's a big yoga guy. We found that out today. You know, I've never done yoga.
Say that again.
I've never done a yoga class. Never done one.
I've done two. I did one in Safety Harbor, and honestly, it didn't do. And it didn't do anything. And then I did one with Paige, and it was incredible. It was such a good time.
So I guess Diamond Dallas Paige doing yoga with Tom Brady would be yoga with goats.
Yoga with goats.
Well, goat yoga. Do goat yoga.
There you go. Well, enough of it. You know, as it is. So, all right, we are about ready to end the program. We are about ready to call it a day, but there's only one way to properly end my time in Atlanta is with a guy who lives here in Atlanta, and I'm so honored to call him a friend, Diamond Dallas Page.
My man. Randy and Mike, good to have us on right here at the end. I told you, have you ever known me to say I'm going to do something and not do it?
Nope.
You know, I can't remember. Mark, he's one of the sportscasters on one of the sports shows here in town, and he's also a lieutenant colonel. Wow. Yes, just a great guy, badass somebody. And he was at MVP, him and Jay Glazer, like past my performance center, and I was here. And then I went to Gary V's thing, and I dropped off my daughter. I said, I got to get the Mark. And I got up there for the last 20 minutes of the show. He goes, man, you always do what you say do. You're going to do. You do.
And I think part of that, and I talked to Warren Sapp about it, is it's a difference of the older athletes, the older generation. You know, and then some of these 18, 19-year-old kids, I don't think they get that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it takes a while. You know, it takes a while. You know, and I think that, you know, it's like I got that new book that just dropped, Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. It is whatever you want it to be. And for me, I want to be the most credible person that's possible. Like, you know, whether it's working with different people and trying to help them get over their injuries, or they lost hope, you know, and they just given up. If I'm going to help somebody, if they're willing to put the work in, I help so many people, it would freak people out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen the video. We saw you on the Shark Tank and talk about, you know, how this whole thing started. Where are we? I know you've done quite a bit of things since then.
Oh, my God. So many things have happened. You know, besides dropping a new book, Positively Unstoppable, We just signed a partnership with the NFL alumni, which is humongous. And one of the things I talk about in my book, I'm always telling people that so many people think it's all about who you know or networking and who knows you. It's not really true. What you can know all the people you want, nothing can happen. It's about who's willing to say they know you, who's willing to pick up the phone and put their name on the line for you. So I have a friend of mine named Kent Backler, and I was trying to do something with the NFL legends, and they came to me. I didn't go to them. But it's kind of fell apart somewhere in the middle. And then a friend of mine, whose name is Kent Backler, he's got a place up in outside of Baltimore in Timonia called Life Med Institute. And it's all about holding back the hands of time, you know, his whole place is. And he was working with a guy named Kyle Richardson. Well, Kyle played in the NFL 5 years, and he is the chapter president for the Baltimore Ravens. So one of the things that Kent's always telling people to do is my DDP yoga workout. So he got him on the app because I take care of any guys in the NFL. 3 weeks later, Kyle calls me back. He goes, dude, I feel amazing. I cannot believe what happened in 3 weeks. Just really sticking to it like you told me to. He goes, I got to get this in front of Bart Oates. He goes, but before I do, I want to get it in front of Andrew Bolton, who's the president chapter here in Atlanta. So Andrew came and worked out with me. Loved it. Put me in front of their alumni here in Atlanta. And then Bart Oates, he got on board, who's the president of the entire alumni. And, you know, so many of those guys, they got so screwed around because they didn't make the money, but they didn't even get taken care of.
Right.
And to me, with the money that's in the NFL, how much these owners are making, it's, you know, it's okay. I'm all about you should make that money, but there's a lot of guys that you really rode on the backs of to get to the promised land to all of a sudden, you know, NFL's. I can remember when the franchise was worth $100 million. You know, now it's bazillions of dollars.
Right.
But there was guys.
Let's use your logo to grow your business. Let us show you today for free.
Hey, how about some insurance?
Yeah, no, definitely take care of it. Sure.
Like, to me, it's like criminal.
Right.
Like, who's not, like, talking about that? Like, for me, I was like, what? You know, and so, you know, it is what it is. But I know what I can do. And what I did was I put this up. My daughter does a lot of my social media posting, but I'm the guy who's writing this stuff. And I'm the guy who's answering stuff.
Right.
And, you know, if you're on Twitter, at Real DDP, at DDP Yoga, Instagram, at Diamond Dallas Page, at DDP Yoga. And that's me. But, you know, I'll get, like, different people that will be posting me. And one of the things I wrote down was when this deal went through, this partnership with the NFL alumni, because I was so proud of it. And told them, like, what'd you take care of? Like, those guys ain't paying for nothing with me. You know, and if they can't figure out the app, I'll give them the DVDs. You know, they come into my DDP Yoga Performance Center here in Smyrna, Georgia, which is 20 minutes from downtown Atlanta. I'll work with them, like one-on-one. And I would do it with the players today or back, you know, you got a year in the NFL, I'll help you. Because I know if you're going to put the work in.
Right.
Because to tell you the truth, I'll help the guy next door who's 400 pounds who can't get out of his damn way. But if he puts the work in, I'll help him. So I wrote this thing. I had Lexi put it up. And basically, it was letting them know that, you know, we got a partnership with the NFL alumni. Going to take care of these guys. They're not going to pay for anything, you know. And, you know, I'm really can't wait to see this built. And some guy wrote, you know, I can't believe you're giving that away. You know, I paid for it. And, you know, those guys made so much money. Why would you do that? I mean, he was hot.
Wow.
So I wrote him back and I saved it. I wrote Rev, because that was the name he went by. I said, what you must not know is many of the alumni didn't make anywhere near the money the players make today. Those players put their bodies on the line and gave me many hours of real enjoyment. It's my way of giving back, bro. You know? So, because Yeah, you can have your own opinion, but
sure,
I'm still going to do what makes me feel good about me.
Absolutely. I had Cameron Lynch on in the first hour, who's a linebacker with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We talked about that he does yoga. I talked about you. He's going to reach out to you later today.
Oh, awesome.
You know, so we're going to – and my whole thing was to – anytime I can get you down to Tampa, obviously I'm trying to do that. So Cam's going to reach out to you. But something I wanted to ask you, what – if you're willing to give this info, what wrestler came to the studio – kind of not sure about yoga, but came because it's Diamond Dallas Page, and left like I did that time, like, this is amazing?
Well, you know, the first thing I'm doing is going to make him stop calling it yoga, because that's where the problem starts. And that's why, you know, I had to call it DDP yoga, because that's what it is. It's my version of yoga for people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. But now I'm going to totally, like, I'm branding everything. If you see me in a shirt, if it doesn't say Unstoppable, it'll say DDPY. And branding it DDPY. Why? Because I want people to stop calling it just yoga because of that. Now, it's going to take a couple of years, but I'm going to get there, and it's going to happen. But getting there, like AJ Styles, you know, when, right before he's leaving Japan, he blew his back out pretty good. And Chris Jericho, who's my man, you know, here's a guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga 7 years ago, Chris Jericho. And them telling him that his career's over. He blew his back out. He's done. And I sent him the video of the disabled veteran. And when he saw that guy not only lose 140 pounds, but lose the knee braces, back braces, and canes, and not just walk, but run. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to ddpyoga.com. Don't go to the buy anything. Just go to ddpyoga.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Watch that video. That's the most powerful video ever. Chris Jericho called me back 5 minutes later. D, tell me what to do. I'll do whatever you tell me. 3 months later, 100% pain-free, headline WrestleMania. That was 7 years ago. He just headlined the Tokyo Dome, main event, stole the show. He's 48. Oh, he just signed a multi-million dollar three-year deal with AEW. Tony Khan, the guys who own the Jacksonville Jaguars, like they're like, oh, wait a minute. Look at Jericho. You're an athlete. Don't look at what I did. Look what Jericho's doing. So Jericho called AJ. He said, you need to get with DDP. And I know AJ. And so I picked him up and I said, bro, you're hurting. Come see me. And he had a whole different outlook leaving as he did coming. Now, he came there one way and he left a whole different version. But it's happened like that with a lot of guys. You know, the first guy I ever worked with was Derek Brooks.
Yep.
Derek Brooks.
And Derek Kukulic always tells me to say hi to you, if you remember him.
Yes.
He was the PR guy with the Bucs.
Yes, yes.
My former co-host.
Yes. And matter of fact, I saw him just recently when they were doing the all-in thing. No, it was Shaka. God, it was all in. But bottom line is, Brooks and I were out to dinner, and Brooks and I have been good friends for years. And I was I was 40 something. Yeah, I was done. I was like, I think it was 49. Maybe, I guess I was 49. I was done wrestling. And he had just had a game, and we went, you know, to get something to eat afterwards. And he was like, D, how did you wrestle like that in your 40s? How did you put your body through that kind of punishment? And I'd just written that book, Yoga for Regular Guys. And I walked into my car, I grabbed the book, I threw it down on the table, I said, that's how. Brooks started doing my program off the book. Then I sent him DVDs that I made in my backyard.
Wow.
And then he got my first DVDs and so on. And he brought me down a couple times. Guys back then, they wouldn't hear it, but I'd still get a couple guys who wanted to work out with DDP. But where I made the mistake back then is I brought my A game. Because you don't think it's a workout, I will crush you.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. You got to meet the person where they are, whether they're old and beat up or a stud warrior. Like I work with two of the guys here in the Falcons. Brooks Reed's the first guy to do it. I took him right to his level, but I didn't go anywhere near past it. But I let him know
that there's because, more.
Yes, like I'll do stuff. I can put my forearms down. And it's like a plank position. I call it alligator. But while they're there, I'll kick my feet up in the air and balance on my forearms at 6'3", so 6'4", and 230 pounds, and 1 month from 63 years young. So when they see me doing that, it just changes the perspective of everything.
How can people get information? And first and foremost, thank you very much for, as always, being a man of your word and getting over to me. How can people get hooked on this? Because they only need to try it once.
Yeah, just go to ddpyoga.com. You know, I've always got some kind of sale going on, you know, on the app. The app is the bomb. Like, the app's got everything. Like, you can't get out of bed. I got 3 workouts for you in bed. Then I'll help you sit in a chair. I got 8 workouts there. Then I'll teach you how to use the chair. And then I'll take you into everything. And cooking shows, everything super clean eating, tastes amazing. And then Motivational Mondays, every Monday, some new kind of thing to get you pumped up and ready to hit it.
We need to get you on again. We used to have you on a lot, so busy. I know what it's like. We are out of time. DDP, as always, thank you. You know, I love you. I appreciate you stopping by. Coming to you live, we are done. We are headed home from Radio Row, Super Bowl 53. Want to thank 8 Man Strong. Want to thank Staff Zone and, of course, Warren Sapp and his group for allowing me to hang out at the table. See everybody next week.